morning. Yeah. It's Jack and Jules with you. 8:05. Happy Thursday, the best day of the year, June 16th. But we've received a few calls regarding an accident.
Yeah, there's an accident on the Creswick Road roundabout near Hines Lane. There is traffic banked up in both directions, we've heard so far. So if you can avoid the area, please do so.
Please drive safe.
It is Jack's birthday. A big happy birthday to you.
Thank you, Jules. I really appreciate it.
All morning I've said to you that your birthday present was arriving after 8. Your birthday present has arrived in the form of a gentleman called Luke. Good morning, Luke. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'll just get you to jump a little bit closer. Yeah. There we go.
No, I'm good this morning, actually. Good. Took the dog for a walk.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. Nice. Oh, you've been up early.
I was excited about today, actually.
Okay. So Jack had no idea what this was. He thought I might have organised a stripper.
Well, no, like a dance or a massage or both, you know, because it's my birthday.
Yeah.
But that's not radio friendly. I judged Luke on his appearance, which I apologise for, but I'm getting barbish vibes or tattoo artist vibes, and he is wearing a shirt that says tattoo artist.
Yep. Well, I can say, break the news to you now, you're getting a tattoo for your birthday.
Yay. That's awesome.
You were saying a couple of days ago that you've got one of your shoulders has a lot of mini little, they almost look like emojis.
Okay, yes.
Now, you did that when you were on summer camp, when you worked at one.
Yes, my friend who was on the maintenance team just tattooed me for fun. Yeah. And make sure if you do have a friend with a tattoo gun, please use it safely.
Yes.
Because it can backfire.
Of course it can.
It really can.
But I thought to, you know, welcome you to Ballarat. You've been here for a few months now. Mm-hmm. We'd get you a swan tattoo.
Oh, that's awesome.
Just a little one.
Yeah, to join the
rest of the ones there. Because those ones all remind you of the summer camp. So I thought a little swan would look nice on there.
Oh, Jules, that's lovely. I'm glad you didn't choose a name because I wouldn't want the word Ballarat on me.
Oh, yeah.
But I'd like the Arch of Victory or the lake or a swan. Well, that's really meaningful.
I initially thought a gold nugget would look good, but then
that'd be good, like a Sovereign Hill type
vibe. But then it could just end up looking like a turd.
It could be a space rock, or like a chicken nugget or something. Like,
could be anything. Yeah. So I thought swan was more iconic.
To add to the story.
Yeah, and you've been attacked by a swan when running the lake, and nothing's more iconic than that.
That was going to be my question. Is there a story behind the swan?
Do you not do swans?
The lake, I love the lake here. It's a beautiful part of our town. But the swans, I've been chased a few times and I don't know what it is about me. They just really, really like me. So I just stay away from the lake now. It's kind of sad. I run elsewhere and walk elsewhere.
Yeah, fair call. Yeah. We get it. Anyway, we'll go to a song. We're going to get Luke all set up. I'm going to get a tattoo.
Yay!
Live
a swan!
Yes!
Beautiful!
Cool, man.